Could contained underground nuclear tests be conducted with no hazard to off-island people and within the constraints of the Limited Nuclear Test Ban Treaty? Could we support a test operation in the forbidding environment of Amchitka?
Nearly 40 years ago, a dozen anti-nuclear activists set sail to Amchitka to protest nuclear testing on the island. They called themselves the Don't Make a Wave Committee, and they wanted to direct the public's attention to the dangers of nuclear weaponry. Their halibut saner never made it. But the committee did succeed in stopping the nuclear testing and in ultimately creating the organization Greenpeace. Jim Bolin, a founder of the Don't Make a Wave Committee, died this week at age 84. The idea to sail out to Amchitka was casually brought up by his wife Marie in 1971. Jim Bolin mentioned it offhand to a reporter, and suddenly the couple was committed to the journey. A concert in Vancouver featuring James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, and Phil Ox raised money to lease the fishing vessel Phyllis Cormick, and a group of Sierra Club members embarked on a trip to the Aleutians to stop the U.S. government from conducting a third nuclear test on the site. Their mission was called Greenpeace. Steve Schallhorn, the CEO of Greenpeace Australia Pacific, explains why the nuclear testing got so much attention.
The concern was that the testing of nuclear weapons along the Aleutians might trigger another earthquake.
Despite the ragtag nature of the voyage and rough autumn weather conditions, the boat made it a third of the way down the Aleutian chain. But the campaign was put on hold when the crew was detained in Akutan and then taken to Sandpoint, according to Rex Weiler, a Greenpeace founder who knew Bolin in the 1970s.
The crew asked for permission to go into Akutan Bay, but they never asked permission to go ashore, and some of the crew members went ashore. And that was the pretense on which the boat was arrested by the Coast Guard.
Still, Bolin and his crew felt their campaign was working to change the attitude of the American public, says Whaler.
The Greenpeace crew received a message from the crew on the Coast Guard, and the message said, due to the situation we're in, we, the crew of the Confidence, feel that what you're doing is for the good of all mankind. If our hands weren't tied by military bonds, we would be in the same position you are in, if all possible. Good luck, we're behind you 100%.
Ultimately, nuclear testing was abandoned and Amchitka was turned into a wildlife reserve. The Don't Make a Wave Committee later turned into the environmental group Greenpeace. The expedition name had stuck. Before becoming an anti-nuclear activist, Bolin served in the Navy toward the end of World War II and passed through the Aleutians on his way to Japan, says Schallhorn.
I certainly think that his experience in World War II in Attu, you know, made that area of the North Pacific familiar to him and probably made it a little bit easier for him to campaign and to actually take the Phyllis Cormack up to the tests in September of 1971.
While in Japan, Bolin worked on nuclear recovery efforts. Seeing the effects of World War II permanently changed his thoughts on modern warfare and how it was waged, according to Weiler.
The nuclear weapon issues was the one issue that Jim Bolin was just so serious about and so concerned about, and he felt that nuclear weapons were just an insane development in human history, and felt that they needed to be banned, and he felt that way his whole life.
Bolin later served as director of Greenpeace and wrote a book about his experiences. And while he couldn't get out to Amchitka on the Phyllis Cormick, another Greenpeace boat did 36 years later, finally completing Bolin's mission. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.